You are making the world a better place by listening to the Joy of Living podcast. This is your guide to achieving a more purposeful, powerful, and positive life. Join Barry Shore in unlocking the best version of you and becoming happier, healthier, and wealthier. And now, here's your ambassador of joy, Barry Shore.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Now remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good, and you found good in abundance because you consciously and conscientiously tuned into the Joy of Living podcast with your humble host, Barry Shore, because you know on this show, we talk about you. The most important person in the whole wide world. That's why you tuned in, because you care the most, the entire world, about you. And it's great because when you become the best you possible, you make the world a better place. You build more bridges of harmony. You spread more joy, happiness, peace, and love in the world. And as you remember, and thank God we have about 330,000 people listening around the world every week. And you're bringing your family and your friends. So by the time we bring on our amazing guest, wonderful Jacob Rupp, there'll be over 360,000 people listening and sharing. And I urge everybody to share this with five people. That's it. Five people. So we'll touch over 1.5 million people with joy, happiness, peace, and love. Because you know that on this show, we work with the three fundamentals of life. These three fundamentals of life will enable you to be happier, healthier, and wealthier. Who doesn't want that? We're going to talk a lot about happiness, health, and wealth today with amazing Jacob. So the three fundamentals of life are, number one, life. Your life has purpose. And when you lead a purpose-driven life, number two happens. Now, in this case, the good number two, you go MAD. Now, MAD is a wonderful acronym that stands for make a difference. You lead a purpose-driven life. You make a difference in the world. And the third fundamental is to uncover the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms. Simple example, this show, The Joy of Living, is being carried over the internet. Now, if you ask anybody, what does WWW stand for? Invariably, they say it has to do with the internet. And factually speaking, they're correct. But in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, WWW stands for What a Wonderful World. And what is a word, right? W-H-A-T-A. What a Wonderful World. And if you know the song, What a Wonderful World, thank you, Satchmo, Louis Armstrong, for enabling it to go viral and not just touch tens of millions or hundreds of millions, but billions of people on the planet. Whenever you hear the opening bars of What a Wonderful World, what do you do right away? You can't help it. You smile. Now, smile is one of the most important words you can ever internalize, utilize, and leverage in your life, because smile stands for seeing miracles in life every day. Seeing miracles in life every day. Now, it's easy to say, but I'll tell you something. I just did a show. We had 1,176 people in the audience. Physical, you know, no more masks, lots of love, hugging, all kinds of upbeat, transformational processes. And people raising hands saying, hey, Barry Shore, I've been up for hours where I haven't seen any miracles. And I asked them, are you here? Can you hear? Can you stand still? I can't do that. Can you walk? I can barely do that. Do you have water to drink? Do you have food to eat? Do you have a place to sleep? Do you have family, your friends? Every single one of those is a miracle. And what's the proof? Simplest proof. 1 million people didn't get out of bed this morning. You know why? They died. By definition, if you're watching or you're listening, you didn't. You have an obligation now to live life to the full, to live exuberantly. So I'm going to share with you a story. Imagine, if you can, me, able in the morning, hearty and healthy, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. And that night, being in the hospital, totally, completely paralyzed. And it was not for an automobile accident. It was not a spinal injury. A rare disease took over my body. And in a matter of hours, I was a quadriplegic. Means nothing in my body moved, my neck down. I could only communicate by blinking my eyes. I was 144 days in the hospital. I was in a hospital bed in my own home for 2 years. I couldn't turn over by myself. I was in a wheelchair for 4 years. I had braces on both my legs, my hips to my ankles, and that was progress. Thank God today I'm able to be vertical and ambulatory with the help of a 7-foot walking wand, but I still can't walk up a stair by myself. I can't walk up a curb by myself. And I have help 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. But you hear my voice. Positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. It's all because of one word. And that word is smile, seeing miracles in life every day. But I got to tell you a quick story. My 8-year-old niece comes over to me a few weeks ago. And she says, Uncle Barry, can we spell smile S-M-I-E-L? I thought about it. Smile. Sounds the same. Why not? I asked her, how come? She says, because then it would stand for seeing miracles in everyday life. Out of the mouth of an 8-year-old. But what was she doing? She was creating the kind of world she wants to live in. Now, create is a remarkably powerful word that stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. Rethinking. How you respond in any given situation is really the key to life. I'm going to give you 6 words that when you internalize, utilize, and leverage these, it will cause you to have a shift in your perspective. And I'll tell you, I've been working with people for over 4 decades, and 97.2% of the people I speak, when I share with the idea of shift, they drop the F. You're going to be absolutely careful with your F and Fs, or the other stuff will happen. You drop the F and shift, the other stuff happens. People do that a lot. So you got to understand these 6 words. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. Now, before we bring on Jacob, I just want to warn people in advance, people who are new to the show and Jacob himself, that I use a lot of four-letter words, and I even use the four-letter F-U word because of the shock value and for the fun of it. But, of course, we live in the world of positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. So our four-letter words are love, life, hope, free, gift, pray, play, swim, and the four-letter F-U word is fun. That's right, F-U, capital N, capital N. Now, right away, people saying, hey, Barry Shore, fun's only spelled with 3 letters. Not in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, fun is spelled F-U, capital N, capital N. So after the show, when you see your family and friends, you have a twinkle in your eye, you have a smile on your face, and you point your finger and says, F-U, everybody. They say, what are you talking about? Where'd you get that? I listen to Barry Shore and the Joy of Living wants to teach the world to F you, capital N, capital N. It'll get their attention. And now you can talk about all the things that you're going to hear from Jacob just in the next couple of minutes. So before we do that, I'm just going to urge everybody, use the 2 most powerful words in the English language 3 times a day from now and the rest of your life. And you will be happier, healthier, and wealthier. Help you, your family, your friends, and all living beings. And these 2 words are, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank stands for to harmonize and network kindness. To harmonize and network kindness. Kind is a wonderful, amazing, powerful word that stands for keep inspiring noble deeds. And I can't think of anybody that inspires noble deeds that I want to share with you more than amazing, wonderful Jacob Rupp. Wonderful Jacob, please say hello to 362,813 people around the world.
Hello, everybody. How are you? Thank you so much for joining us today.
By the way, he did that purposely because he's not understated. He is exuberant, but he did that as a counterpoint to me, and I appreciate that. By the way, Jacob, when was the last time anybody said F you to you and you laughed?
Well, that happens quite often.
F U, capital N, capital N. By the way, I had to be careful. Good thing he's not here because he's into MMA and amazingly other wonderful things. We're just going to jump right in. I'm going to tell you 2 things about Jacob Rupp that I absolutely love. Number one, he is a transformative being. And the reason I can make that statement is not because he helps other people transform, which he does, is because he has been going through his own transformative processes and really brought benefit to himself, his wonderful wife, and 4 children, and all the people that are associated with him. So if I start telling you his CV and all the wonderful things he does, it'll take the rest of the show. So we're just going to jump in and discuss ideas and things that are going to help you. Because remember, this show is not about Barry Shore. It's not about Jacob Roberts. It's about you, Y-O-U. So Jacob, let's just jump right in and talk about your amazing expertise and what you do in these areas called coaching and entrepreneurship. Let's slice and dice. Let's start with coaching. Okay, coach, batter up. Talk to us about what you do and how you do it.
So if you consider for so many people, if they just had the opportunity to speak to someone, and really candidly, the people that are joining on this podcast, they're choosing to learn from someone, to expedite and to create change in their life from someone. Again, you're as phenomenal as your delivery is, and your ideas are, the fact that you made a tremendous transition from being paralyzed to swimming around the world, for example, creates so much more credibility that the ideas that you say work. Because one of the things that we oftentimes do as people is we want to see evidence. We want to understand, does this stuff actually work? And so you could have all the best ideas in the world, but the people, if they're actually delivering the ideas, if they're living the ideas, if you could actually look at their own life, they're like, wow, this actually works. So that allows the ideas to be cemented in so much. Now, I know we're speaking to people around the world. That being said, in America, there's a tremendous, tremendous reliance on education. Well, just tell a very short story. We had my wife and I hired, one of the things I always tell people is, you know, are you buying what you're selling? So being a coach and coaching others, I invest very heavily in coaching myself. And any area where I want to be successful, I always first hire one or multiple coaches. Now, when I met, my wife and I were working with a parenting coach, and the woman was giving some advice, and it sounded, you know, it was good advice, but it sounded very, she's like, well, just tell the kids and they're going to, you know, politely listen. And my wife had a tremendous insight, and she said, asked the lady, she's like, excuse me, I'm just curious, you know, do you have children? And this woman had 5 PhDs and 25 MBAs and 13, you know, NYPDs. And she said, well, you know, my sister, she lives next to us, and she has I have a niece. Yes, I have a niece. And my wife was awesome. Awesome. Great. So that answers that question of, you know, the value of coaching. Oftentimes, instead of being something that is sterile and hypothetical, you find people that have actually done the things that they're talking about and preaching to you.
So this is, let's unpack a couple things here, because you mentioned the word change, evidence-based, and you use the four-letter word that ends with a K. Work! You know, does this work? And to bring in that story, you're right, you know, giving advice about child raising and children and such, but not having any, does sort of diminishes the ability for the person to communicate that which is going to be able to help you. So let's talk about you, because you are evidence-based. Let's talk about your journey. And I for the new people here, because people know this, acronyms are one of the ways that you express yourself, because they're easy to remember and they're wonderful. And the essence of this show, of course, is JOY. Now, JOY is an amazing acronym that stands for Journey of You. That's what JOY is all about. And that journey is continuous. It doesn't end. And that's the good news. Even when you die, by the way, it doesn't end, because you have legacy. Let's talk about Jacob Rupp's journey. Because not only are you a smiling, wonderful person, if you're only listening, I can tell you, Jacob is handsome and dynamic and he's good. He has a remarkable background in teaching and empathy, and specifically in helping other people. And he did that by being a cleric. Now, for those of you who don't know what a cleric is, that doesn't mean he's a clerk in a store. A cleric means that he is of the cloth. He's a religious man, in this case, a rabbi. So let's talk about rabbi, coaching, and entrepreneurship. Do they go together? And obviously they do. We'll call that the MMA of your world.
Yeah, that's such a great question and concept. And oftentimes, you know, they speak about that idea of a blue ocean strategy. It's a famous book by that title. And also another great book that talks about the hedgehog concept by a guy named Jim Collins, who wrote the famous book Good to Great, and speak about like what really makes us unique and, you know, how do we set ourselves apart? And oftentimes it's a convergence of all of the different things that make us us. And so there's such a rush for so many people to define themselves nowadays. That's like a big conversation that a lot of people are having. What am I? And oftentimes the definition, if you're searching for it, you're looking in the wrong place. You want to just kind of piece together the points in your life in order to see how you can serve others. And nobody really cares what you call yourself. In fact, I was very speaking to someone from a certain part of the world, and he said, so you do coaching? And he said, that's what we call people that can't actually do anything else. I'm like, I do consulting. He's like, oh, how do I do that? Language is very, very valuable. My story is somewhat interesting in that I had a rabbi myself who told me, he said, you know, there's nothing that doesn't have a shortcut. And some people might think of that as a bad way or a challenge. And it was really prophetic in so many ways. I failed out of Hebrew like 1,000 times.
By the way, I like that word that you use, prophetic.
Prophetic.
You are a rabbi. Okay, keep going.
a little bit of that. Yeah. And so he pointed out the idea, you know, I failed out of Hebrew multiple times. I did not come from a religious background at all. I was very proudly, you know, raised Jewish, but had no concept of God, no concept of the, I guess, the uniqueness that made up my faith. And so I learned it. It was really inspired by my wife. I really wanted to impress her. And so she was interested in Judaism a little bit. And I worked. I was like, well, let me go find out what these crazy people believe, even though both of us are Jewish. And turns out that there was, if you believe it or not, in the 3,300 years of thinking that our people have been doing, they actually came up with some really good ideas. So instead of like disproving everything, which I planned on doing as a proud product from California, I actually found it very, very compelling. And the interesting thing that I found was, as I did more and more work, both on primarily on myself and with people I was working with in my capacity as a rabbi, I found that there's a lot of universal principles that are inaccessible because of the language, because of the dogma, because of the fear that people have around what it means to be religious, what it means to believe in a God, et cetera. And I found that, and this is really when I jumped into coaching, that, well, it's interesting, you know, as a rabbi, sometimes you find yourself running to try to find people that would want to listen to you. And I looked at these coaches and I'm like, wait a minute, like they have millions of people that are following them, giving them millions of dollars. And now I love the idea that people pay for things because, well, at the end of the day, it shows that they value things. The things that you give away for free don't really have much value. So I found that coaches, and a lot of the big coaches, they are famous, the big ones, the Zig Ziglars and Tony Robbins. And I would listen to so many of these coaches and I'm like, oh my gosh, these are all ideas that are in the Bible. And they didn't necessarily cite the Bible. And I was like, wow, I'm so like uniquely purposed and principled because I can cite the Bible, which for a lot of people like is either very comforting or, because going back to that concept that we spoke about a little bit, people want to know, is this going to work for me? Does this work for me? And so if certain people have a propensity towards living, and at least in America, you know, the Bible does form a very fundamental component of how a lot of us are trained to think, can I have the abundant life that I want while at the same time staying true to biblical principles? And as soon as I saw that, because of my background, I sort of could dance in both worlds, that's really when coaching took off. And one last thing, once I realized that I was always drawn to business people, I think, you know, Barry, that was one of the things that was really awesome about you is you had been very, very successful in the business space and entrepreneurship. And I was like always noticing like the people that had created real value for others, like they went through a ton of self-development as well. And so what I was starting to realize though is a lot of the thinking people, the rabbis that I actually grew up with, worked with, they didn't know how to think like business people. And they didn't, and again, not just not how to make money, but how to really provide genuine value with humility, testing ideas, you know, putting the customer first. And so I launched and I started helping out therapists and rabbis and psychologists, and all these people with all these who come from, you know, brilliant, much more brilliant than I am, but we really hadn't been yet tested by the gauntlet that is building a successful business. And thank God that's sort of the convergence of worlds that I find myself in.
So convergence is a wondrous word and very important. Now we have a listening audience that is worldwide. And one of the most beautiful aspects of what Jacob is mentioning is the universality of biblical principles. And by definition, they have to be because the Bible comes from God. Now, we're just putting it out there that, so if the Bible comes from God, then by definition, it has to be of benefit to people. That's what it's all about. And it's evidence-based, number one. It is abundance-based, number two. And it is value-based, in every aspect, number three. And that's the essence of life. I'm going to share with everybody, and you know this, Jacob, but it's good to say it because you mentioned the same words. The word business is one of the most powerful, purposeful, positive, pleasant words you could ever use, because you'll notice something interesting about the word business, Jacob. The you comes before the I. And that's what you said. You see, the essence of business is service. Hello, the more service you get, to quote wonderful Zig Ziglar, you can have anything you want in life if you make sure that everybody else gets what they want. That's our role. That is your role. You're the conduit. I call you a cog, a channel of goodness, a child of God. Because when you do that, and that's your orientation, when you're coaching, it's okay, there's a little bit of, hey, listen to me, I know what I'm talking about, but really it is, I can help you achieve what it is you want, which is an abundant income, the ability to help other people. Service is the foundation of life. Service is the foundation of abundance. Is that correct?
You nailed it so well. In fact, I would say even more. And it's interesting, and I'm sure you've seen this as well in terms of the people that you've chosen to surround yourself with. The better that you are, the less you talk. The better you are, the less you talk. And I always tell coaches, you know, a lot of people come to me like, oh, how do I coach? And what are all the secrets? And this, that, the other thing. I'm like, if you can learn how to silence and create space for the other person to ask a few insightful questions, literally, and they're asking questions, not delivering, you know, again, there's teaching, and that's one thing. And then there's coaching, and coaching is really drawing forth from someone else. And that requires you to create that space. So you're 100% right that the most effective change, again, you helping people get there is one thing, but the fastest and easiest way to help them get there is to create a vehicle for them to find the tools themselves.
Let's take a point of interest that you just mentioned, because when Jacob speaks, we listen. So I am of the opinion, now that I'm decades into this thing called life, that everybody actually has already the tools they need to be successful. And what you just said, I believe, is so important, and that people need to hear it again, is that what you're doing as a coach, a mentor, a sculptor, is to enable the people, the person, to recognize you already have the tools. You don't need to learn that much more. Okay, if you're going to be into accounting or statistics, so yes, there are classes you can take that are fundamental to what you want to do. But you already have the necessary tools. The genius of what you do is to help coaches learn how to become sculptors and mentors, correct?
Yes. I would just, one thing on that is, if you think about this concept, then maybe someone might be wondering, well, what do I have to, you know, hire an expensive coach, or why is coaching so expensive if I have all the tools? And to that, I'd say that if you consider, you know, the best speakers in the world, the best headsets in the world, all they do is eliminate the most noise. They eliminate the most noise.
So that is great.
Yeah, that's the same idea. The best coaches, it's like a mirror, but it's the cleanest mirror possible. So the better you are, the more that the coach can find that thing that's actually stopping you, asking you that insightful question that you haven't considered yet, that's going to be actually the answer to get you what you want.
Eliminating the most noise. Let's use this wonderful word. I am a big fan of the word LISTEN. It's a great acronym for LISTEN. Locating insightful, sustainable, transformative energy now. That's what listening is. And the genius of the word listen in English is that the same letters spell, of course, the word silent. The ability, as you mentioned, to be silent. So I use the next part of the word listen also is the word enlist. When you enlist the ability to be silent and to listen, you are now capable of touching another being and allowing the best in that person to come forth. Is that correct?
100%.
So let's go into your world deeper and talk about how you create an entrepreneur from someone who is, let's be very blunt, thinking about, gee, I want to make more money. That's how people come and start the product. I want to make more money. Okay. Fair enough. what they don't understand yet, and what you help them understand, I think, is that you create more money or abundance, you attract it by becoming the best you possible. When you are your best you as a coach now, and you have a system, let's talk about the system, the 8x8 system. And let's see, we only have a few minutes before break, but let's just get right into how you now enable people to become entrepreneurs, Jacob.
Awesome. So the 8x8 system that we speak about is the idea that we believe, and again, doing this for a little bit of quite a while, actually, that an effective coaching program will deliver, like you said, money and quickly. And that's, you know, that's sort of the area that I saw was not being addressed in the market, which is, you know, I can talk forever about being coaching, but at the end of the day, is it going to show up at the bank account? So we believe that a new coach, someone that is just launching their business, could be making $8,000 a month in only 8 weeks. And so That's where that comes from. That's the idea. And so we just create a system that cuts everything out except focusing on cash flow. Because like you said, coaching ultimately is a business. And if a business doesn't have capital, doesn't have money, isn't able to make money, everything else becomes very, very irrelevant. One quick story about that is that the founder of Sam Adams Beer, Jim Koch, who talked about, he got an MBA, and this, he said, the one thing that no business school teaches is sales. And he says, the one thing a business needs to survive is sales. And sales in our community, right? You're like, oh, sales, you know, whatever. That's not fancy.
Wait a minute. But so it's like, I'm not a salesperson, because sales in quotation means I have to trick somebody into buying something. That's what they equate sales to. Exactly. And now Jacob is going to share with them, are you kidding? Sales is the highest calling in the world.
This isn't my definition, but it's something that resonated deeply, is sales is allowing someone else to have what they want that wouldn't be able to get it as fast or as quickly or as good as if you hadn't helped them. So we're just helping people, candidly.
Right. Again, this is what it's called, SOS, service over self. However, I'm going to give you this one. You might like it. You might use it. Most people, when you first meet them, I want to make more money. They are into SOS, which is shiny object syndrome. Well, they did this. I'm going to do this, going to that. And they're spread out everywhere. And they don't understand that SOS is really service over self. Is that correct?
Well, that's the biggest thing that people say to me. Oh, I have all this training, or all these people listen to me. And I'm like, look, I'm not here to change any of your mind. I'm just asking, is your bank account looking the way that you want it to? That's it. That's the only thing. It's data driven. It's evidence. Like, again, I love what you've done. I'm so glad you have so many years of experience. And that's not what I'm coming to change. Is your finances looking the way that you want? And if not, perhaps there are things that are, you know, haven't been considered yet that we could be implementing into all of the wonderful blessings we have.
By the way, when you do ask that question, and let's be blunt, when you do ask the question, is your bank account looking like the way you want? I believe that there's probably a pause, a pregnant pause, and a sheepish answer, which is no. Is that right?
Again, it's interesting because, like you mentioned, what are some of the things we work on? And candidly, it's not really the strategy. The strategies are really, really easy. We can deliver those, you know, kind of with our eyes closed. It's really a lot of the self-development that goes into it. And so even the energy behind that word, again, if you would ask me what my bank account, ask about your bank account, people that are really excited about generating lots of goodness in the world understand, no, the bank account's not full enough, or it's growing, or it's getting bigger, because I have such more to do. And that's what I see a lot with a lot of the leaders I work with, is they have such a fear of success. They're not, oh my God, well, if I make too much money, I'm going to leave my wife, I'm going to this, that, the other thing. And I'm like, no, or I'm not sure. Like, maybe we should talk about the relationship with your wife. What I see my money is my ability to create more and more change in the world, to be the vehicle to allow, again, the microphone that you're talking to, not cheap, the podcast, the whole system you set. So the way that you can help millions of people is create millions of value. And then you just create this beautiful cycle of more and more scale, more and more helping, and it really fulfills itself.
The people that are listening are leaning in. I'm going to urge everybody to do something. I try to do this on a regular basis. You want to take notes? That's great. Everything that you're hearing now is being recorded. And everything you want to know about Jacob, just go to my website, www.whatawonderfulworld.barryshore.com. You all know it, barryshore.com. Everything about Jacob is going to be there. Don't take notes right now. Just listen. Just let this flow around you through your, because we're going to do, we're going to go to a break in just a few seconds, because people love us. And I want you to, of course, please use the sponsors that we have, because they love the show and they love you and they have good stuff. But I want to come back and talk about what you just said, which is, in my humble opinion, one of the most remarkably interesting ideas in the world. Fear of success. We'll be right back after this brief message. Don't go away. More Jacob on the other side, and it is empowering. Be right back. Opportunity. What an opportunity. I'm going to use 2 four-letter words right now. Free gift. Free gift. Yes, you can have a copy of my best-selling book, The Joy of Living, How to Slay Stress and Be Happy, the ebook version, for absolutely free. All you have to do is send an email to me, Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at barryshore.com, and in the heading, the subject line, just write, free gift. It's as easy as that. This is a life-changing, life-enhancing opportunity. Barry at barryshore.com. You'll be glad you did. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Free gift. Do it now. Take the action. Make it happen right now. Best wishes. Bye. Imagine the kind of place you would want to shop for your favorite fur baby pet. HonestPets.co. Well, you found it. HonestPets.co, not .com, .co. This is your go-to spot for the best, the cleanest pet treats that exist anywhere on the planet. All of the brands go through a rigorous review to make sure they meet the high standards of cleanliness, health benefits, and naturalness. This site was started by a husband and wife team, and it's veteran-owned, and that care about pets, especially dogs and cats, and coming soon, bird treats. These are very nice young people who really care about making a difference, because a portion of proceeds go to support veteran organizations with a focus on service dogs. This is the place where you want to go. You want to tell your friends. This has the finest, yummiest, freshest, all-natural treats and stuff for your fur baby. So go there, honestpets.co. HonestPets.co. Do it now. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Maybe you're good-looking. She's always looking for and finding the good. We found good in abundance. Our cup runneth over with good. And an amazing being. His name is Jacob Rupp. That's R-U-P-P. Jacob Rupp, and you'll learn all about him by going to www.barryshore.com, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, barryshore.com. You remember, share this with 5 people. They will thank you. This is mind expanding. Once your mind expands, it doesn't go back to where it was, your conscience of it. We're going to begin with something amazing. Jacob said that one of the greatest impediments to success is fear of success. Oh, what if in fact I start making $8,000 a month, or $10,000, or $12,000, or $15,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a month or more? Wait a minute, I have all the success. What's going to happen in my life? Fear of success, is that true, Jacob?
It's the most, again, we usually say there are really, 4 things that stop a person: fear of failure, fear of success, imposter syndrome, and a lack of like a clear path. And now most of those are very easily solved. The fear of success component is a very, very real fear, because ultimately what it's doing is a secondary gain against you being successful. Meaning, if you've assigned a negative approach to, again, wealth, sales, success, money. So if you're, and I've seen it so many times, people who have conditioned themselves that if I actually have what I want, .. all of these bad things will happen. In fact, it's so simple. If I make all the money, and that's a crazy thing. initially we might consider, well, why would a person think that's a problem? Well, I'll tell you why it's a problem. If you've gotten very comfortable to the identity of being someone that needs lots of help, or, you know, only can get what they want when they have their hand out, or, you know, is really used to being that person that can kind of like blame. Again, we and it's no fault of anybody here. We live in a world that naturally kind of embodies and empowers a victim mentality. It's just, I'm stuck and there's no way out. And so as you start to achieve more and more, it makes that system, it makes that whole mindset, identity start to shake and to crumble, because you said, well, if I just have maybe a couple skills, maybe some mindset, I can do whatever I want. Then you start to realize like everything in the world I can affect. And then that's like such a scary thing, because it actually makes your life in your hands. And again, even that, people think to themselves, oh my gosh, well then what about God? And the answer is like, well, what about God? Did God make you to be a victim? Did God make you to be like him? Yeah. So you have to heal as you go.
I love Jacob Rupp. You mentioned a couple of words that I want to focus on. And again, you are the tip of the spear, because you're interacting with people on a regular basis who come to you and say, I want what you have, which is, I want to make money. I believe that's their first path to you is, I want to make more money. I want to make money. Okay. And what you're mentioning is that people are in their comfort zone. And that's one of the reasons they don't make more money. My book, which thank God many tens of thousands of people get and use, called The Joy of Living, You Deserve It. And then we talk about the 11 strategies for living in success and living in joy daily, no matter your circumstances. One of the strategies is get uncomfortable. Because unless and until you can move out of your comfort zone, you will not be able to grow. That's just a law of life. It's a biblical principle. As a matter of fact, it's very simple. I mentioned to people, it doesn't mean you put a pebble in your shoe and you walk around and say, oh, it hurts. On the contrary, something as simple as brushing your teeth with your non-dominant hand. Because what are you doing? You now have to think about what you do. There's two pieces of life. You need to be conscious and conscientious. So let's discuss that in the coaching world. People come to you because they like that 8x8 system, $8,000 a month in 8 weeks. And again, Jacob does everything evidence-based. It's not that he says, gee, I think I have an idea, or buy my course and maybe it will happen. No, literally what you do gives you results. So let's just talk about the idea of monetizing expertise.
100%. Thank you so much. And that's ultimately where I believe the greatest resource will be in the future. As we see, you know, and there's so much discussion around, you know, AI and, you know, things that it's amazing, all of the different attributes and assets become more and more available to us. And candidly, as we become even more efficient, right, what I envision is that to big picture, like what drives me is that we should decentralize and democratize, like it doesn't belong in the hands of the few, distributing it down to the many. In fact, the many are able to help each other. I envision, like, if you go back to the old days where, you know, like these communities where there would be actual sense of community. So one person, even if you're not, again, think about it. I have a, you know, like there's so many amazing examples, but well, anyway, just the idea of someone who has maybe been able to build business at the same time as keep their family really, really like fantastic. So maybe, you know, I have a nice business, but I would also like to learn, how do I properly integrate that with my family life? Boom, this guy's here. He's not an expert. He didn't go to school for this. In fact, this was something that he built almost by accident. And now he can, and you say like, well, how did you do that? And he thinks to himself like, well, you know, I realized like I came home and I always smiled when I saw my wife. And you're like, oh, I never thought about it. Just smile when you come home. So the idea is being able to look and mine your life for experiences and things that you're good at, and then ask yourself, who would love to learn this from me? And that would create a valuable exchange where they would be willing to pay for this desired outcome.
I'm going to put it into a simple understanding. It's called the law of attraction. See, there's two ways, let's say, to get money or other things in life. You chase after and run after them. You go and get it, then get your expertise and run. Okay, you might even get it. Okay, possible. The other way is by transformation, you become valuable to other people. And the law of attraction is a law. It doesn't, not just, gee, maybe it will work. It's a law. It has to work. Law stands for love and wisdom. When those are your channels and you have expertise, you will attract people who must have what you have and willingly give you that which is the modicum of exchange, which is called money. It just happens. Let's talk about something that you've alluded to, and I really love your take on this. You call it the big lie, L-I-E, of big education. Let's say, like you said, 15 degrees, two PhDs, or any one degree, doesn't matter. The lie of big education.
Yeah, you know, it was really funny. I was looking at the news, seeing something and brought up, you know, this major head of a very large financial institution was, you know, speaking about doom and gloom of the economy. And I said, interesting. I looked up this person's name and I Googled who made the most money in the crash of 2008. He was number three. And I realized, like, wow, there's an actual invested interest in people freaking out because it's going to make these shockwaves in the economy. So there are certain people who are like, oh, my gosh, you know, I have to batter down. I have to be really, really afraid. The people that are in a lot of ways like creating the system are getting incredibly wealthy off of the system that they're creating. So I said, well, how about education, right? Is education built to be able to give people jobs, or has education become this $1 trillion industry that keeps people not ready, keeps people not, you know, more and more and more focusing on things that aren't going to move the needle and focusing and taking their eyes off the things that they actually need. Now, once, and then it becomes, and again, not to be so crazy about this, but just check it. There's so much more money that flows in, and then it becomes easier and easier to finance. And now what's happening is people, it's like an expected thing. You start asking yourself, like, what's the actual ROI off of this massive investment I made when I was very young? I didn't really know what it was, what I was getting delivered. And, you know, is there a way to do it faster, better, and cheaper? And that's really the big comment that I found as someone that's gone to, I have many degrees. I've been to a lot of colleges. I remember, in fact, and it was, I wouldn't recommend this. I remember getting my degree and going up to my mom and telling my mom, well, thanks, this is yours. You paid for it. And my mom was like, what? And that's the point though. Like, I didn't know besides a piece of paper what I could actually do with that. So that's the concept that I really am seeing, like what we're trying to build is trying to answer this societal addiction to not being ready yet and having to pay millions and millions of dollars to maybe make a few thousand back.
So let's unpack a few things here. Lie is a...
Yeah, you fired up. I get very frustrated about that.
No. And by the way, as you should, you should become animated and frustrated and share this with people because it is the lie. Lie stands for life inhibiting experience. That's what a lie is. And this lie that, well, if one were to go to university and invest, let's call it small number, $100,000. And there are people who invest many more than that, multiples, but let's say even $100,000. $100,000 for a person in the age group of 18 to 22 is a monstrous misuse of time, energy, and money. And what you said, ROI. So Jacob used ROI, assuming everybody in the world knows what it is. Well, not everybody. So let's just unpack it and say what it is. ROI stands for return on investment. If an 18-year-old were actually to approach this idea and think, I'm about to borrow money. I'm going to go into debt, which is one of the worst things that anybody could ever do. DEBT is one of the worst things you could ever do. It's an addiction, as you said, Jacob. Go into debt. What is my return on investment? I don't know. Now, if you were to approach the same idea and say, I'm going to become a welder. Do I need a college education to be a welder? No. Can I be an apprentice to be a welder? And what will my cost be? Let's just say it's $25,000 as an example. What is my return on investment? Well, it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 100 times. Why? Because as a welder, even a starting pay may only be $60,000 a year. but within a few years become a master welder. I'm just using welder, could be plumber, electrician, et cetera, et cetera. And and the result of that is not only is your bank account flowing, but everything about you becomes the flow because you now, as you said so eloquently, you are in control of your life and your time. When you're in debt, you have a ball and chain. And you used three words that I want to emphasize because the genius of America, and this is what's spreading around the world, by the way, the genius of America is the ability to live in a society where there are no barriers to your growth. And if you can do something and make it faster, better, and cheaper, you will succeed by definition. And we're not just talking here, it's very important about monetary success because monetary success is a facet of your life, but it enables you to integrate every aspect of your life. Jacob has a wonderful, loving wife. Actually, his wonderful, loving wife has a fabulous husband. And together they have four children. And the ability to live in a community and to be involved in other things. It's not that, well, he's compartmentalizing, saying, well, I have money. It, in fact, it touches every aspect of your life. We only have a few more minutes, Jacob, but let's talk about that. The ability to integrate into one's life and live a more fulfilling life and therefore be more attractive to other people.
It's great. I think the biggest thing that people have to ask themselves is what do they want? What do they want? And the untrained person would say to themselves, what do I need or what do I not want? And you hear that. And now that once you hear it, you can't unhear it. When I ask people, what do they want? They're like, well, I don't want it. And I'm like, ooh, what do you want? Yeah. Or well, I need to. And I'm like, well, and that's so interesting because, you know, a lot of people deal with that. They deal with procrastination because they're living a need-based life. And a need-based life is not inspiring. You're not going to jump out of bed because I need to pay the bills. You'll get out of bed and you'll go. But if I want to change the world, if I want to make billions of dollars, if I want to, you know, bring people so much good and joy, I'm going to jump out of bed. The great people in the world, they want the lives that they have. So when it comes to integration, you have to break your life down into the different components of your life and to ask yourself, what do I want in each area? What do I want when it comes to my physical fitness? What do I want when it comes to my business? What do I want when it comes to my marriage? How do I want my relationship with God, my spirituality to look like? And if you're able to actually, again, some of us can naturally do it in one area, but we don't even bother taking the same skill set to somewhere else. Do we have a business plan for our marriage, so to speak? Do we have clarity on where we want to go with that? If someone might have impeccable physical fitness and they exercise and it comes naturally and they eat healthy and it comes naturally, they ask themselves, well, do I have that same level of excellence? Is business naturally easy the same way? And then ask themselves, well, how did I learn how to do it in fitness? How can I transition it over to some other area of my life? So the idea would be ultimately, number one, is to get incredibly clear on what you want. And number two is to assume that you deserve it. To assume you deserve it, because ultimately, if we don't feel like we deserve to have the life that we want, the marriage that we want, the relationship with God that we want, yeah, we're never going to even try to seek it. So figure out what you want, assume you deserve it, and then get to work to seek it.
Uh-oh, it's that four-letter word ending with K again. Get to work. let's unpack a few things here, because you mentioned so brilliantly. And I say that choosing the right term, think of a diamond. The diamond is called brilliant because it sparkles and glistens and glows and such. That's what you're talking about. Human beings that are brilliant. And the brilliance is to understand that speaking in the negative literally ruins your life. You said it. And this is what you hear from people. When you ask the three questions, the WWW is, who am I? Why am I here? And now that I know it, what am I supposed to do? So once you have any answer, but 99.8% of all human beings that live or will live never ask themselves those questions because, first of all, nobody ever encouraged them to ask the questions. And if they have the question, they say, well, gee, I don't know. And there they're going with the negative. So you get people to say, well, here's what I don't want. And you said, excuse me, I asked you what you want. Okay. And now, like you said, assume you deserve it. I would like to be very bold because I love you. And we all know, well, we think we know what the word assume means, you know, make an ass out of you and me. I say, know that you deserve it. Know that you deserve it. Now, when I say the word know, it's very interesting, Jacob, because I do this a lot. I speak publicly to thousands of people every year, thank God. I teach that, and you know this better than almost anybody because you have four kids. The first 3 or 4 years of a child's life, do you know how many times a day they hear the word no? And I mean N-O. The psychology books are filled with it. They say 400 times a week. Imagine that, you know, the first 4 years of a person's life, you hear the word N-O, it sort of gets ingrained, right? So what we teach people is take those two letters, N-O, and surround it by a K and a W. So whenever you hear the word no, it becomes K-N-O-W. You transform it. And the K stands for kindness, and the W stands for wisdom. So when you surround your N-O with kindness and wisdom, and you know you deserve it, you enter Jacob's world. Jacob's world is abundance in every aspect of life. There are three major aspects of life, and I'm going to ask them to comment, and we'll have to close up because our time goes whoop so fast. Three aspects of life. Money, too much or too little. You hear people laugh when I say too much. It's true. It causes sometimes issues for people's life, right? Unless you're learning how to balance. Money, relationships, right? Family, friends, community, and the most important relationship of all, oneself. And health. People have health issues, either with somebody very close to them or their own self. When you work with these three areas, just these three, you now become Jacobized. See, because that's what he does. Let's just do a somewhat of a review here and give us a quick, if you could, and literally in 2 minutes, of somebody who comes to you, says, okay, Rupp, I've heard about your 8x8 program. Sell it to me. And you say, sorry, that's not what I do. But I will share with you, if you'd like to know, a few questions. The first question you ask, what are the three major questions you ask somebody who comes to you about the 8x8 program?
I like to ask, are you ready to have the financial and time freedom that comes with building your own business? Are you ready to make an impact? And oftentimes, well, we have one other kind of qualification is if you are committed, are you committed? Are you willing to be consistent, and are you willing to be coachable? And if you have that, and if people come to you like, well, I don't know who I'm going to coach, or I don't know what I can help people with, or I'm like, that's exactly why you would hire me. but what I do need is a desire to help, a desire to become financially prosperous, and a desire to create freedom for yourself and for other people, and to make an impact.
That last word is the watchword of America, which again is spreading around the world. India is a great example, in my humble opinion. Thank God, I think it's going to be that balancer in the world that's going to make a difference. Freedom. Freedom! Freedom to succeed. He said fear of success holds people back. Freedom to succeed. Jacob, I'm going to ask you three questions, if I may, and then we're going to have to close up this particular segment. Are you ready for three questions?
Let's do it.
Number one, will you come back again?
I'd love to.
Woo! Number two, you have only 80 seconds to answer this question, sir. What is your most fervent desire?
I want to change the world by helping people see how powerful they actually are.
Helping people see how powerful they actually are. Go mad, make a difference. And number three, may I give you a hug in front of 368,722 people around the world?
You bet.
Okay, well, let me tell you what hug stands for. Ready? Okay. Hug stands for heartfelt, unlimited giving. Now you can raise your hands. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Rah!
Thank you so much. What a pleasure.
Remember, you're listening to The Joy of Living with your humble host, Barry Shore, and an amazing guest, Jacob Rupp, R-U-P-P. Everything you want to know about him is in the website, barryshore.com. And you've tuned in purposely and conscientiously for one reason only, because you care the most in the entire world about you, Y-O-U. And when you're the best you, you make a difference in the world. You build more bridges, create more harmony, more joy, happiness, peace, and love. And you know, we talk about the three fundamentals of life. Life has purpose. When you lead a purpose-driven life, you go mad, you make a difference, as Jacob says. And number three, unlock the power and the sequence of everyday words and terms. And when you do this, you'll be happier, healthier, and wealthier. Who doesn't want that? Key to it, of course, is WWW, What a Wonderful World. Smile, seeing miracles in life every day, as my eight-year-old niece says, seeing miracles in everyday life. Create the kind of world you want to live in, causing rethinking. Listen to Jacob, causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. How do you do that? Internalize the six most important words in your life that you'll ever use. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. You just heard it from Jacob. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. Use four-letter words, because remember, we live in the world of positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. Love, life, hope, free, gift, give, mind, swim, pray, play, and tell the world to F you, capital N, capital N. After seeing, you know, see your family and friends, tell Barry Shore wants to teach the world to F you, capital N, capital N. Use the two most powerful words in the English language three times a day from now and the rest of your life. It will benefit you, your family, your friends, and all living beings. And these two words, of course, are thank you, thank you, thank you. Thanks stands for to harmonize and network kindness. To harmonize and network kindness, everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about. Therefore, be kind, always kind. Keep inspiring noble deeds, just like wonderful Jacob Rupp. Barry Shore here to serve. Remember, SOS, service over self. So our blessing from Jacob, myself, Rabbi Jacob Rupp, and myself is go forth, live exuberantly, spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad. Go make a difference. Jacob, don't go away, okay?
Awesome.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Joy of Living podcast. Now that's another step towards your healthier, happier, and wealthier life. Never hesitate to do good in the world, no matter what the situation. Join us for another upbeat discussion next time at barryshore.com. And be sure to leave a rating and subscribe to the show to get more conversations like this. And remember to share it with your family and friends too. See you on the next episode.